Yeah, you'd rather not be 13 games under 500 at this point in the season, but that's where the Tigers find themselves. They did sweep the Tampa Bay Rays, which was nice to see. And now on tap, little home series against the Seattle Mariners, 6:40 first pitch tonight. Framber Valdez on the bump for the Tigers. Dan Dickerson joins us to talk about it, the voice of your Detroit Tigers. Dan, it's always good to talk with you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
I want to start here because obviously the season has not gone how we wanted, expected, those things. But they have been bitten by injuries to some really important positions. Obviously, Tarek Skubal, Justin Verlander on his return to the Tigers. That has obviously impacted this team and where A.J. Hinch thought they'd probably be at this point in the year.
Yeah, I mean, and we just saw what the return of just two hitters, but it was two right. of their top four hitters, meant to the offense in Carpenter and Torres. I'm not saying that's the only reason they click, but having two guys back kind of lengthens the lineup and puts guys in spots where they maybe can thrive, allows A.J. Hinch to get his matchups better. And the Tigers scored 25 runs and hit 10 home runs against Tampa. Now you're getting Skubal back, you're getting Mize back, you're getting Verlander back. Trey Melton has been tremendous in three starts. He just went 7 and 8 innings, yeah. which no Tiger starter has done in back-to-back starts. This rotation could be really powerful. And let's face it, it ranked number one in the American League going into the season. Skubal, Mize, Verlander, Valdez, Melton. That's a pretty good rotation. And I think the only way you're going to get on a roll and get back in this thing, you got to get on a roll, right? And if the offense perks up and just gets back to being a pretty solid offense with this rotation, they could get on a roll. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you look at right now is let's get back to 500, see what happens. But they do have a chance to do that.
Yeah, and you're right. I think the return of the sticks makes – I mean, they look completely different with Gleyber Torres back in the lineup over the last few yeah. games. And they scored a ton of runs against one of the best teams in the American League.
And it just reminded you. It's like, well, those two guys aren't going to they're not the saviors for the
no.
offense. No.
No.
But what it allows AJ to get the matchups that he wants more often.
No doubt.
And again, it was also allows these guys have been working. It was 30 games of futility. They were averaging under 3 runs a game for 31 games. You knew it was in there because they were a top 5 offense last year. It was amazing that it couldn't. But these guys come back. Not a coincidence, I don't think, that the offense broke out.
All right, so just a few days ago, Tarek Skubal threw 4 innings in a simulated game while they were in Tropicana Field. This guy's an alien. I mean, we were looking at multiple months, 3 months, of him potentially not returning. Where is he at in his recovery process?
Well, they'd like him to start. So Verlander started for Toledo in Iowa a few days ago. I think they would love to have Tarek start for Toledo against Iowa this weekend. The forecast does not look great. So I think they're trying to figure out where he's going to start on Sunday. Yeah. Ideally, you start against Triple-A hitters, right? Because mm-hmm. a better chance of building your pitch count, getting 5 or 6 ups, whatever the goal is. Against an A-ball team, he might throw 35 pitches.
Right.
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 So
I feel for those hitters, Dan. My God.
So, and that's why they do the simulated games, because it's a controlled environment and you can get the pitch count to where you want it to be, but you do need live competition. Yeah. So that's why they do it this way. It's a very, you know, it's a great way to bring guys back. I think Tarek he'll start somewhere on Sunday. Just looking at the forecast this morning, it doesn't look good for Des Moines. So he'll start somewhere, and I'm of the belief, and they're not saying anything, of course, that, you know, they're going to go day by day.
Sure.
I think his next start after that, wherever it is on Sunday, will be in a Tigers uniform, which is remarkable because, you know, 2 to 3 months was the standard. New procedure, better procedure, less invasive, quicker recovery, and it'll be amazing to have him back, I think, you know, within 10 days.
You know how fans can be. Fans can be very fickle. And you know, I've talked to a lot of folks. And the overarching thing that I get from everybody, you know, that might be a little bit down on this team, that are a little disappointed, everybody seems to trust A.J. Hinch. I haven't found anybody that says, boy, I just don't think A.J.'s got this thing going in the right direction. What What has been his demeanor through this slide here?
It's amazing. It never changes, and he's you know, he works at that, but he's always been that way because he knows how he walks into that clubhouse every day matters.
Yeah.
And it can't be easy. That's as tough a stretch as you're ever going to go through as a manager, losing 21 of 25. But it's the relentless preaching of how do we win today's game that you can't bring yesterday's game into today. Well, he knows that it's weighing on them.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's going on. But I'm telling you, it's special. It's a special ability to get guys to, okay, focus on today's game, as bad as it's been for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and that pays off in the end. I mean, you're in it and you're watching, you're like, God, this is killing me. I'm just talking about the game.
Right.
You know? To be able to deflect some of that away from the players and make sure they're still working on what they need to work on that day to win that game, that's an incredible ability. There's so much that goes into it. He's 24/7 baseball, and no one knows the game at a higher level. The way he manages a game, the way he puts the pieces together, the strategy involved, the psychology degree comes into play every day with him.
No doubt.
He is. There's nobody better in the game. I watch him every day, but I'm always impressed because we've seen some of these stretches. Well, every year you see a stretch like this, and how he handles it is really kind of the key to if there's going to be a turnaround. I think there will be. It's because of how he directs and leads this team.
I don't think that we're headed towards a scenario where we've got multiple all-stars kind of like we have the last couple of years. Who do you think sticks out that'll be the representative, at least through this point of the season?
Dylan Dingler is having an amazing year. I mean, he's gotten better in small but important ways, you know, defensively. He just keeps working on his game, but how he calls the game and his defensive skills. And he has hit some of the biggest home runs and just continues to deliver at the plate.
What is he, 14 or 15?
I think he's up to 14 now. Yeah, that three-run home run the other day was huge.
Yeah.
Two outs in the fourth inning to turn a 3-2 game into a 6-2 game. So, I mean, to me, he's the one who just jumps out because he's so outstanding. Kevin McGonigal could make it. Heck, he's already got a 3 WAR.
He's something else.
He's playing short. He's playing third. He's playing it at a very high level, and he's just every day so consistent. Even if the average may fall a little bit, he's going to give you a good at bat. He's still walked more than he struck out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And to put him and Torres at the top 1-2 with a combined on base of like 380 right now, it's going to drive this Tigers offense.
Yeah,
those are the two that kind of stand out right now.
Yeah, it shows you how much trust that they have in the kid. It's something special. Dan Dickerson, always appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good call. Have a nice weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Chris. Always good talking with
you. Yeah, you got it. That's Dan Dickerson here on WJR. Coming up, we got a sweet deal for you on the other side. It's JR Morning.